Blog Talk Radio.
Good, wonderful morning. Yes, it is. I rejoice in the day. It's August 19th, 2013, a wonderful, glorious Monday morning. And if you just happen, if you might be, if there's a chance that this day is the day you were born, if it is, just by chance, let me tell you, the Lord has formed you from the beginning, before he created anything else. From times and ages past, you were. And God made you to exist before the earth began. You lived before the oceans were created, before the springs bubbled forth their waters onto the earth, before the mountains and the hills were even made. Yes, you were born before God made the earth and the fields and the high places. And I am so thankful that you were born. Because at that time, a time to be born, a time, it is a time to plant, a time to harvest, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to destroy, a time to rebuild, a time to cry, a time to laugh, a time to grieve, and a time to dance. A time for scattering stones and a time for gathering stones. A time to hug and a time not to hug. A time to find and a time to lose. A time for keeping and a time for throwing away. A time to tear. A time to repair. A time to be quiet and a time to speak up. A time for loving and a time for hating. A time for war, and a time for peace. And I know, in conclusion, that there is nothing better for a man to be happy and enjoy himself as long as he can. Be happy! Happy birthday! This is Watcher Ruth. This is Here, There, and Everywhere. This is my program where we talk about the unthinkable, weird, the lunatic, fringe, the things that we don't want to talk about, but absolutely need to and absolutely need to know. So what do you know? It's, boy, there's more going on in the world than has ever seen, I think has ever gone on ever. But there's nothing new. There's more going on than has ever been before. But history merely repeats itself. Nothing is truly really new. It's all been done before. What can you point to that's really new? Yes, there's nothing really new. So I looked at everything that I had tried. And I have decided that it was all useless, chasing the wind, and there was really nothing worthwhile. I began to study virtue and came into the conclusion that wisdom is of more value than foolishness, just as light is better than darkness. For the wise man sees while the fool is blind. And yet I noticed that there was one thing that happened to the wise and the foolish alike. The fool will die, and so will I. But I know this, that whatever God does is final. Nothing can be added or taken away from it. God's purpose in this is that man should fear the all-powerful God. And then I realized that God was letting the world go on in its sinful way so that he can test mankind. Yeah, so that men themselves will see that they are nothing and no better than brute beasts. Because men and animals breathe the same air and they both die. Neither has advantage over the other. They all go to one place, to the dust which they came from, and there they must return. Yes, indeed. So, what do? When we talk to God and vow to Him, you will do something. Don't delay in it. God has no pleasure in fools. Keep all the promises you make. Because it's way better not to make a promise than break it to God. Yes, what is it? What is it walking as a man under the sun? There's things going on everywhere, risky investments that turn sour, speculators, gloomy, discouraging words, people that are frustrated and anger. Well, I don't know. Sense of security, yes. Peace in God, it's good. The rest of life, one thing at least is good. It's good for men to eat and drink, have a good glass of wine once in a while, to accept where you are in life and enjoy whatever your position is and however the Lord keeps you there and alive. And of course, it's very good if a man has received wealth from the Lord and the good health that He has given to him. Enjoy it. Enjoy your work. Enjoy your lot in life and accept it. Because it's indeed the greatest gift that God has given you. You don't need to look back in sorrow on your past, because God has just a joy. Yes, just a joy waiting. All things are decided by fate. It was known long ago that each man, what he would be decided, so that there is no use to argue with God about your destiny. But always knowing in your life that a good, valuable, honorable reputation is indeed the best thing to have. And to recognize and understand that the day you die, it is no better than the day you're born. No. And that sorrow sometimes is better than laughter, and sadness has a refining influence on us. A wise man thinks much of death, while a fool thinks only of having a good time. No one can hold his spirit back from departing. No one has the power to prevent his day of death. Nope, not one of us. Not one of us. Sometimes I wonder about the strange things that happen here upon this earth. Why is it? I don't understand. I look around and I see things that seem to confuse me. It seems like providence treats one better than the other. As though some good men, as though they were wicked, and wicked men, as though they were good. It's very troublesome. I can't figure it out, so I just decided to go ahead and have some fun. I decided through this I would eat and drink and be merry and hope that this happiness would stick with me all the days of my life, and all the hard work that God gave me to do would be my simple pleasure to Him for His good pleasure. And in that search for wisdom, I did observe one thing that was going on everywhere across the earth. Everywhere. And it was vexing. And it was hard to understand because I could see no purpose in it. I observed that everywhere across the earth, there was ceaseless activity. Activity that God could see. And even those wisest men didn't even know, could not see the sense of God. I explored all these thoughts and these ideas. I carefully explored them. I explored the thoughts of wise men and the godly. And the wise men and godly men that are in God's will, no one knows whether He will favor them or not. It's all just chance. The same providence belongs to everyone, the good or the bad, the religious, the profane, the godly. The same fate comes to all. That's why men are not more careful to be good, instead choose their own mad course. Those have no hope. There is only death available to them. The permanent death. Yes. The living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. They don't even know that they don't have a memory anymore. They don't even know that whatever they did in their lifetimes, whether it was loving, whether it was hating, whether or not it was envying or blaspheming or even bowing down to Baal, they'll be long gone. And then they'll have no more part on this earth. Live and be happy. Go ahead, eat and drink and be merry. It makes no difference to God. He wishes you to live happily with the woman you love through the fleeting days of your life, for the wife God gives you is your best reward down here for all your earthly toil. For whatever you do, do well, for in death, where you are going, there is no knowledge, no planning, no knowing, no understanding. No, it all happens to everyone on the earth. I looked out and I saw even the swiftest person doesn't win the race always. The strongest men do not always win the battles. And the wise men, even the wisest man, even the strongest man, they're often poor. Skillful men are not always famous. It's always by chance that it's happening. Even right now, in this place, right now, in this time. Men never know where they're going to run to. They don't know whether they're going to go to or fro or back or forth. They don't know if they're going to have bad luck or good luck. Men are like fish. Swimming in the sea and caught in a net. Or they're like a bird. Sometimes they're even caught in snares. There's things I've seen. I look upon all the human affairs. They're rich and they're poor. There are cities and there are hovels. There's nothing new under the sun. But suddenly, I began to want understanding and to know, and I learned And I realized that through wisdom, even though it is better than strength, nevertheless, if a wise man is poor, he will always be despised. And what he says may not be appreciated by everyone. But your wise words, they are the shout of a king. And that wisdom is better than any weapon of war. So sing it out. And have a day of rejoicing. And eat and drink and be merry. And feast and strengthen yourself for all the tasks that lie ahead. A party gives laughter and wine gives happiness. Yes. And when you give generously, your gifts will always return right back to you. And it can be said, and it is true, that God's ways are mysterious. God's ways, they are hidden to some. God's ways are mysterious. They are as mysterious as the pathway to the wind, and as the manner in which a human spirit is infused into a little body of a tiny little baby when it was yet in its mother's womb. So keep sowing your seeds, because you never know where it will grow. Yes, it's wonderful to be alive. And if you grow old, rejoice every day of your life. Because everything down here, it is just futile. And there will come a time when few will do work anymore. Because there will be blindness. Your teeth will be gone. You will begin to wake up with the birds, and then you will be unable to hear their tune. You will forget about the mourning of the earth, and you will be looking towards the future. So remember your Creator today while you're still young. And rejoice in the day of your birth. Because there is a day, remember, there is a day when the silver cord will part. The silver cord of life that snaps, and the golden bowl is broken, and the pitcher is broken at the fountain, and the wheel is broken at the cistern, and the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the Spirit returns to the God, the great and awesome Creator God who gave it. All is futile under the sun, but we are wise, and the wise man's words will last forever. Yes, remember your Creator while it is still time. And here are some thoughts. Fear God and obey His commandments, for this is the entire duty of a man. For God will judge us for everything we do, for the good and the bad, for nothing is hidden from him. Nothing is hidden from him. Who would want to hide their lives from him? I wonder. Oh, my Lord, I will praise you with all my heart and tell everyone about the wonderful things you've done. Oh, Lord, God above all gods. Yes, God above gods. I can't understand sometimes God above all gods. Your thoughts about man or how your kindness can save me. I can't understand how you can bother with me, mere puny man, to pay attention to me, because you have made him a little lower than the angels and placed a crown of glory upon his head. You've made him in charge of everything you made, is put under his authority. O Jehovah Lord, majesty and glory of your name fills the earth. The wise and the wicked, the Lord will count on you. The Lord will count on you. All who are oppressed can come to him, because he is a refuge in the time of trouble. He is the great creator God. He is whom the earth belongs to. Every person, an earth dweller, belongs to him. Every part to the bone and the marrow, divided, belongs to the one who pushed the oceans back to let dry land appear. Yes. Only those with pure hands and hearts who do not practice dishonesty, excuse me, who are not puffed up, who are not haughty, will receive God's goodness as their blessing from him, planted in their lives by God himself, their Savior. These will be the ones who will be allowed to stand before the Lord and worship the God of Jacob. Oh, open up these old ancient gates, and let the King of Glory in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord and the strong, mighty, invincible in battle. Yes, open the gates, the ancient gates, and let the King of Glory in. Who is the King? Who is the King of Glory? He is the commander of all of heaven's armies. And no one who has faith in him will ever be disgraced by trusting in him. So let him show you the path where you should go. Let him show you the right road to walk. Let him teach you, for you belong to him. And who is the one who gives you salvation, and you have no hope in anyone but him. So while you are still young, and while you still can, look to the Lord, and through his eyes, see the world with mercy and forgiveness in everlasting love and in everlasting kindness. Because the Lord is good and he's glad when you do these things. When you're righteous and you have upright and you have good standing with him. Yes, when you teach the things that are the best way, the right way to go, and humbly turn to him, You have friendship with God, and friendship with God is reserved for those who have reverence for him. With them alone, he shares the secrets of his promises. And when you have reverence for him, he says, tell me what to do, O Lord, and make it plain, because I am surrounded by waiting enemies. He makes it clear. He is your salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? Yes. You have a friendship with God. He is your strength. He is your shield. He is your salvation. And in this day, because it's today, it's August the 19th, 2013, I rejoice in this day. And joy rises in my heart. And I'm singing out and bursting out in songs of praise. Yes, I am. And I'm expecting my Lord to rescue me soon, and he will shower goodness upon me here in the land of the living, because he has told me in his words, and he has told me in my heart that his anger will just last a moment, but his favor lasts for a lifetime. Weeping may go on for one night, but in the morning, there is joy. So, trust in the Lord only, and his favor will shine upon his servant, and he will serve to you radiant light and joy, because he has given mercy upon you. He has listened to your troubles, and he has seen the crisis in your soul, and he will not hand you over to your enemies, because he has given you ground to maneuver in. He has mercy on you. He has mercy and is pining away with grief until the day he can come and shorten the days where he can stand, and we will no longer have any sorrow or any shame. And this former life will be forgotten like a dead man, just like a broken, discarded pot, just like the dust, because we will now be standing in the light. Because there is a time for today, and there is a time for the future. And in this day, the Lord has said, no matter what happens, speak of his glories and his grace, and know, now I say that each believer should confess his sins to God when he is aware of them, while there is still time to be forgiven. And then judgment will not touch him. And then the Lord said, I will instruct you. I will guide you. I will walk with you along the best pathway for your life, and I will always be there to uphold you and to watch you and help you in your progress. So rejoice in him, all those who are his. Shout for joy, all those who try to obey him. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, whose people he has chosen in the Lord, and who has chosen he to be theirs. I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. I will constantly speak his glories and his grace. And I will walk today through the end of the day, praising the Lord and thanking Him for this day of your birth. See you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.